Mindy.
Whoa, what's going on in here?
Oh, perfect timing, Guy Razzie. Now we can finally get this show on the road. You ready to compete in the rap battle of the century?
Rap battle of the what?
Okay, you're right. Maybe not of the century, but...
You know, I'm not much of a rapper, right, Mindy?
Yeah, see, I didn't think I could rap either, Guy Raz. But then I realized it doesn't matter how you fold the paper. It all comes down to the tape. Sometimes my presents are wrapped completely in tape only.
Oh, you mean rap battle like... gift wrap battle.
Yeah, what'd you think I was talking about?
Not that.
See, I was thinking we'd compete to see who can wrap a present the fastest. But there's a twist. Since this is a special holiday gift wrap battle, each contestant will be wrapping their presents wearing figure skates during an indoor snowstorm.
An indoor what now?
And instead of wrapping paper, we'll be using your birth certificate.
Mindy, why don't we start our game show first, and then maybe we can revisit some of these rap battle rules.
Sounds good to me. Deck the halls!
Hit the candle lights!
And rev up your sleighs in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after Beans, 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 it's 2 Whats? And a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another chilly round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats! And the category for today is... the holiday season! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 statements about the holiday season. But... and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true wow about the holiday season? Is it A, the largest gathering of people wearing holiday sweaters happened at a rock concert during the summer?
Or is it B, Arctic foxes change the color of their fur around the holiday season or winter?
Or is it C, artificial snow can be made with oobleck?
When you think you know the answer, whisper it to the nearest gingerbread person.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow will be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
2020 has been rough, but there have been some bright spots.
Hi, Sam. On July 9th, I donated a kidney to someone that I didn't know.
Hi, Sam. Well, the best thing that happened to me this week is that I made a new friend.
The best things that happened to you this year. Listen now to the It's Been a Minute podcast from NPR.
That's it. Now, back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do that, let's do a quick review.
We gave you 3 statements about the holiday season and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, the largest gathering of people wearing holiday sweaters happened at a rock concert during the summer?
Or was it B, Arctic foxes change the color of their fur around the holiday season or winter?
Or was it C, artificial snow can be made with oobleck?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Ellis from Kansas. Ellis? What's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. I'm Ellis. I'm 8 years old, and I live in Shawnee, Kansas. My wow in the world is that Arctic fox changed colors due to the weather. Say hi to Reggie for me and Grandma G-Force.
Winner, winner! make snow for dinner.
If you guessed B, Arctic foxes change the color of their fur around the holiday season or winter, you're correct.
These Arctic foxes make sure their furry coats never go out of season. Around winter, when the amount of daylight decreases, Arctic foxes change their fur from a brown and cream color to white. This is to help them blend more easily with their snowy environment.
Now, if you guessed A, you were pretty close. The largest gathering of people wearing holiday sweaters happened at a Kansas basketball game in December of 2015. There were almost 3,500 basketball fans who dressed up in holiday sweaters to make sweater history.
And if you guessed C, unfortunately, ooblik is not used to make artificial snow, although there are a lot of different materials used to make it. Some people use paper, some use plastic, and even others use painted cereal flakes.
Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible melted snowman.
Melted snowman? Mindy, don't you have any intact invisible snowmen?
Well, they were still intact at the beginning of this game show, and now, well, melted snowmen are all that we have. If you just stick a carrot on it, you won't even know the difference, I promise.
In any case, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. And that's just about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Snowtacular.
We know that snow forms when water vapor up in the clouds gets so cold it turns into ice crystals. And these tiny ice crystals make up snowflakes. But that's not the only way to make snow, right, Mindy?
Well, scientifically speaking, it is the only way to make snow.
Okay, but our wowzers at home can still make their very own fake snow.
Exactoritos, Guy Raz. Wowzers, first, ask your grown-up if you have any white hair conditioner and baking soda around the house.
If you do, ask your grown-up to help you mix together these items to make fake snow. First step is putting about 3 cups worth of baking soda into a big bowl.
Then you're going to add about 1/2 cup of hair conditioner. And no, this will not make your baking soda have luscious flowing hair. It'll just help to make the baking soda feel and look more like snow.
Then keep mixing it with your hands until it's all mixed together.
And don't forget to take a photo or video. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all for this round of Two What's in a Wow. Thanks for listening.
Until next time,
keep on wowing. Two What's in a Wow is produced by Mindy Thomas and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers team is made up of Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, and Heba Gouda.
Jason Rabinowitz adds the wows as our audio producer. Jessica Bodie keeps our facts straight. Jacob Stein rounds out our creative team. And Meredith Halpern-Ranzer powers the wow at Tinkercast.
Special thanks to Anya Grundman and the team at NPR.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy nominated all ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
Also, Two What's in a Wow is now a book. Find the Two What's in a Wow Think and Tinker Playbook wherever books are sold, or visit tinkercast.com/shop for more info.
And if you'd like to become a member of the World Organization of Wowzers, where you can get an autographed picture of me and Mindy, an exclusive t-shirt, magnifying goggles, special activities for each episode, and much more, visit tinkercast.com to find out how.
And for more up-to-date news, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Wow in the World. Our email address is hello@wowintheworld.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of Two What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening. Now go forth and find your wow.
Two Whats and a Wow is made by Tinkercast and sent to you by NPR.